In this episode, I chat with Tamisha A. Guy, an award-winning dancer from Trinidad and Tobago who has made a name for herself in New York's dance scene and beyond. She is not only a celebrated performer, but also the CEO of Hue Tape, a kinesiology tape brand designed for people of color. We talk about beauty, stability in her career of dance, building a product-based brand, and much more in this graceful episode. Tamisha, thank you for joining the Beauty and Recreation podcast. I am excited to have you and like share your story and your background, but I want to allow you to at least introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. I am a dancer based in New York City and a founder of a new kinesiology tape brand called Hue Tape.
Awesome. So as a professional dancer in New York, did you fall in love with New York first or was it dance?
I would say growing up, dance has always been a part of my life. I think just sort of like socially. So I'm going to say dance. It took some time for me to really get, you know, on board with living in New York, you know, so dance would definitely be the top choice.
So what type of dance are you pro at? Like what did you start with and where did you end up?
Sure. So right now I'm a contemporary dancer, but I started at the New York City Public School for Dance, just solely training in ballet and character dance and point work. So that was sort of my main focus starting out as, you know, a trainee, you can say. And then once I went to high school and then college, I started to open up to more sort of art forms in the dance realm.
So I know you're from Trinidad and Tobago, coming from a place that where dance is very rich and culture is very rich and movement of your hips is, you know, often the thing that we do or that you do. What was it like coming to New York and being trained in ballet and point and having to restrict movement of certain body parts?
That's a good question. I do think, you know, the freedom of sort of like social dancing and sort of being at functions with family as it relates to dance was natural to me. But I think in sort of learning a more classical technique, I understood just what that entailed. So I don't think I thought so much about, you know, not having the option to move in the way I was used to, but I just thought it was something new and challenging and different for me to try on.
So I'm going to like fast forward a little bit. You're in high school, college, let's go with college, and you're recognizing that maybe you can make a career out of this. Or did you know that earlier? Like, oh, I see people doing this for a career, you know, whether they look like you or not, I'm going to pursue it.
Well, I actually, so in high school, we had a senior seminar class and, you know, we would have sort of discussions about the field and what it entailed and what we would be stepping into. And I think from that point, but also having had sort of like been dancing for some time, I was sort of really falling more in love with it. I started to see it as a career choice. But, you know, I think in dance, you often get the notion or people often share that you won't make money doing it. It's not a lucrative, you know, art form. So, you know, I had those ideas in my mind. I was like, okay, maybe I should go for it. Maybe I shouldn't. But I think the passion to pursue it was stronger. And that ultimately is what propelled me into making the choice to go to college for dance.
It's like you followed your heart.
Completely.
I'm talking to a lot of people and they're saying like, yeah, I just kind of went with what my heart was telling me more than, you know, what the money would bring, you know, and having been in the field for a while now, have you made it a stable career for yourself?
I would say I'm fortunate to say that I have. And I think, it's definitely a testament to the company I'm dancing for currently and how they support their artists. And I know it's a privilege because it's not, the same for many, but I can, honestly say that I feel like I've made sort of a good career for myself, and I'm in a good sort of like financial standing as it pertains to supporting myself. So it's possible. It's challenging, of course, but I think with anything that you step into, there's going to be some challenge. So it's just willing, it's what we're willing to sort of, take on and sort of stay on the road with in terms of sticking it out.
I could tell by the way that you're speaking, as if that's the way you move when you dance.
Yes,
I can hear there's
completely.
this much this grace in, how you're detailing your life. And I'm curious, like, did your family ever say, like, oh, you're gonna be a dancer, like professional dance? Like, what is that? Or were they like fully on board?
I think my family, they've been incredibly
Oh,
supportive.
that's good.
They're definitely a firm believer in whatever makes me happy, I should do it. And I've been really fortunate to just have that support. I think there's been, of course, people, immediate family members maybe, that have asked the question of what is your plan B? And I don't know, I just sometimes never know how to answer that question, but I definitely not reassure them, but share with them that this is something that I want to do and I'm going to do it, because that's just what it is.
It's like
We all
watch
have
and
choices.
see.
Yeah, it's like we all have choices. We all sort of choose the path that we want to take, and this is mine.
I love that. So, okay, you're in dance, you're traveling the world, you're in the midst of this, what, height of your career, would you say, pre-pandemic? I have to bring this up because people are like, oh, the pandemic. But for the performing arts, or just, motion arts and, everything in between, there's been a lot of things that have impacted the industry. So, as someone who is a part of it, what did you do, over the last 3 years to kind of keep yourself focused, maintain your health, and, and maybe even add to your own training?
Yeah, so the pandemic, and I'm saying this, sort of being mindful of the tumultuous time that I think many people had. But to me, it felt as if it was sort of a coming back to self, because I had the time. I had the time to really sit with myself and really think about and assess what I wanted for my life, what I wanted for as it pertained to my well-being. And it really gave me time to take walks. I used to sort of, prior to the pandemic, love taking walks, but life got so busy that I stopped doing that. So, I started to do that a bit more. I used to work out sort of regularly, but I started working out even more because I had the time. And just, I spending a lot of time just speaking with friends and family and really building and nurturing connections that I think, sometimes we think it's fleeting, because it's like, oh, I have a busy schedule and I'm not available and I can't and I can't and I can't. But the pandemic gave us, a lot of sort of free time to check in and sort of be really intentional. I think it really forced me to be even more intentional with what I wanted for myself, what I wanted for my community, and what I sort of saw for myself moving forward. So, with that, I say in terms of like my practice with dancing, I still danced. I danced in my basement at the time. I took online offerings. I also offered dance classes online at sort of like a free or discounted rate for
Oh, very
a
nice.
period. And I even did like this really fun session called tag 10 where I did like workouts like every morning, like a 10 minute like ab workout. So it's sort of, you know, it energized me to tap into some of the other interests that I wanted to. But I'm definitely aware and, you know, conscious that it was it was tough for many people.
So did you start Hue Tape, your kinesiology brand, during the pandemic or prior?
So I started, I like to say I officially started Hue Tape in 2019.
Okay.
So just a little before the pandemic.
And so can you explain what it is, why you felt you needed to create a kinesiology tape, and then just give us a taste of like that process of getting started with that?
So Hue Tape is an elastic athletic kinesiology tape brand, and our mission is to produce quality tape products while serving the unique needs of melanated individuals. So gave you the mission there.
Yeah.
And I, you know, felt the need to create this product because I had the need for it as a professional dancer and I didn't see it. So, you know, just being the person that I am, I wanted to create a solution. And during my, you know, research process and speaking to people, I realized how much of a need that this was for my community and beyond. For years, I struggled to find a tape product that was suitable for my skin tone. So in turn, I had to pancake the, you know, tape with my makeup. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it would take me, you know, sort of a number of minutes prior to a performance to do that, to have it dry, to then be ready to perform. And at times, that wasn't always effective. So I did run into challenges doing that as well, but it became tiresome and expensive, you know? So I just really had the idea, but also was encouraged by a colleague at the time who used to sort of observe my pre-show routine. And he mentioned, you know, just sort of saying it in conversation, like, you should start a tape line one day. And from that moment, the thought never left my mind.
Oh,
and wow. I just sort of, you know, when he said it, I sort of gave him a look and I just nodded and I said, yes, I will. Like in my head, I was, yeah, in my head, I was like, yes, I
will. You're onto something.
Exactly. So yeah, 2019 is when I sort of started putting things into motion and, you know, started to reach out to manufacturers and started to really bring the brand together.
You and I had connected because my cousin actually was like, hey, you know, you two should sync up. You have something, you're in the same space. Yeah. You're thinking about the everyday athlete, the person who is getting ready to perform professionally in a sport. Dance is definitely a sport. It's definitely a fitness. And when we were talking, you mentioned this specific hurdle of finding the color, the tone for someone who looked like us and the flexibility of it at the same time. And then getting it manufactured and purchasing it. And I was like, wow, she'd done all of this in 3 years. And so it's amazing to see your product in real life. How did you feel when you had it in your hands and used it?
Yeah. So I had the product in hand probably 2 years prior to, you know, launching it. So I was testing it out for quite some time. But once I finally had the product in hand, it felt like, you know, I don't know what this feels like, but the birth of a baby and just sort of having this thing that you contributed to creating. And I was in disbelief, in awe, in just, you know, I was grateful that it sort of came to life. And I think I had a moment where I realized, okay, this is going to benefit me, but I think it's going to be a game changer for people who use tape in their day-to-day lives, you know, dancers, athletes, people from all walks of life, you know. I think people who sit at a desk all day doing incredible work, right? And helping people in that way, from people who drive for long periods of times, like you can utilize, you know, kinesiology tape and sort of helping you to support different ailments or pain or discomfort. So I do think that having it in hand initially made me realize just how far it can reach and how many people it can support and benefit.
Wow. Do you have any near you? I almost want to make you go and get some. Go and get it. Go and get
it. It's literally at arm's length. It's at arm's length. I am ready.
That is so cool. I think it's so cool. I know you were like, I did it.
I do feel that way. And, you know, I also know that there's so much more work to do, but it excites me. You know, I think some of the big dreams that I have for the company, of course, it scares me a little bit, but I'm such a believer in this brand, in this mission, that I'm going to see it through amidst the challenges or roadblocks that may
come. I can't wait to use it.
Yeah.
I'm training. I'm going to start training again for half marathons. I'm like, I need this because I needed it last time. There we go. See, beautiful. Okay. Have to like take it out and show it.
I will. So this is our walnut color tape. And this is the color that I use for my, you know, performances or when I go on long runs. And this is how it looks when you take it out of the pack. So it's in this sealed package. You take it out. You use it. And then we have our espresso, which is a bit richer in tone. And with this one, I can show you one that's sealed. And then, so this one is a little richer in tone. So then you have both here.
Oh, nice.
Where you can see sort of that
tone, I love it,
difference. And then I have espresso sort of out of the package slip, so you can see just like how it looks there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. I've seen a lot of your social content and the website too. And I think you had a few shows lately where dancers were using it. Can you like tell me how that was, having it on TV?
Yes, it was amazing. I think seeing the product sort of on bodies and how excited and enthusiastic they are about it, I think excites me, right? And I think a lot of people have shared so far that they feel seen and affirmed by this brand. So it just, it brings me joy. And I'm so excited to just expand the shade collection and to really include everyone. You know, I think that is the mission, to include everyone and to make sure that people feel celebrated and seen and confident when they're performing their work, you know. I think the reason why I want it to be skin tone and why that's important to me is, you know, sometimes we may not want to talk about an ailment that we have, right? We don't want it to be as obvious. So I think in having a tape that has sort of a seamless, natural, and more discreet look, you may not get those questions because people don't necessarily recognize it,
You know,
right away.
That's clever.
Thank you.
I didn't even think about that, but you're so right. I mean, when I was running the half marathon, which made me come up with my own product line, I was like, oh, I need this. My hips and my knees needed your tape. I was in so much pain. And to think I'm crazy enough to try and do it again next year, next spring.
Come on.
I'm going to wear your tape. And I'm going to make sure I wear shorts so people can say, oh, what is this? You know what? If you could get me some to say hue tape on it.
I will. by next spring.
Okay.
Yes. No, and we have it recorded. Perfect. So we I have to stick to it. You can hold me to it.
I'll hold you to it.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes. This is so good. Okay. So I really hope people like check out Hue Tape. It's HUETAPE.com.
Yes.
Perfect. These are so easy. Okay. So I am curious about your hair care. And like, your skin is flawless, by the way.
Thank you.
It's so flawless. And I'm curious how the dance profession has impacted how you wear your hair.
That's a great question. Wow.
Cosmetologist in me was like, yes. I have this question for you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for the compliment, firstly. But I would say over the years, I've sort of gotten better with caring for my hair. I had a perm, I would say, from high school through college and a little bit into my professional career. So, I would perm my hair often. I was the person that did not like to see sort of a puffy root. So immediately I would perm my hair. So,
you were straightening your hair. You were relaxing it.
Okay.
So not curling it.
I'm not curling it.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Got it. Okay.
So relaxing it for some time. And there came a point where I realized my hair was super unhealthy and I wanted to just take better care of it. So I decided to go natural. I did the big chop and, that's when I really sort of like grew a deeper love for my hair. And I was just so interested in learning more about it. So I would say, stepping into the professional realm, I had an afro that I wore for a number of years. And then there would be times where I would do a protective style. So, I would have braids, twists, or I would cut it short. But I think with dance, it became more of a thing that I was interested in doing because mm-hmm. It was a part of my, it's a part of me and mm-hmm. in performances and even in rehearsals, I like to sort of carry myself at a certain standard. So mm-hmm. I think it became really important just how I presented myself and how my hair sort of looked, but also how I felt about my hair was really important to me then.
So did you at any point audition for something and your hair was brought up? Like, oh, you have braids, can you do something else with your hair? Oh, you have an afro or your hair is curly, naturally curly. Like, do you plan to keep it that way? Or are you willing to allow a hairstylist? And I know the hairstylist in the industry, it's not, you're not going to come across a bunch of black hairstylists on shows. But like, did that ever come up?
Fortunately, in sort of the dance realm, that hasn't come up for me, I think.
Oh, that's great.
I've been, yes. And, I've been with sort of the company that I dance with now for 10 years. So I haven't had to necessarily audition. So I haven't been sort of in that space for some time. But I would say my experience in sort of doing more commercial work, I've often shown up to the set with my hair already done just because I was not sure mm-hmm. of who would be, on sort of the hair and makeup staff. So I would just make sure that I was prepared and be very sort of upfront and honest with the person that, hey, I decided to sort of like start the process of doing my hair, but what did you have in mind and see if we can sort of collaborate. But I would make it very clear that my hair is super important. It's a part of sort of me and I really, care about how I present myself. So I was very vocal at times in those spaces with people on those teams.
Oh, well, kudos to you. I know I've had many clients in the chair who are like in love with their hair in the moment. And then they get home, like, I wish I had asked to, tweak this or do that. Or I've seen other people have clients who they are like afraid of, like they can't figure out what to do with their hair, where to begin. So the fact that you have to like style your hair for a performance or for a show is still unfortunate. But it says that you have skills too.
For sure. And in the dance realm, like that is ultimately like our job. It's like to prep yourself prior to performances. So I don't think in the dance field itself, it's sort of warranted to have like the hair and makeup staff. But in commercial work, that is the norm. So I think it's important to consider just all people, when you have those gigs. If you're hiring someone, a black person, a person of color, someone that has different hair textures, it's important to have people on staff that can care for those hair types. And I've had moments where, someone on a set has sort of done my hair, and I go to the bathroom and I'm like, okay, not quite feeling it, so I'm going to do some tweaks here and there, but not enough where I would, because I don't want to make anyone feel sort of inadequate, but I am concerned with how I sort of present too. So, I try to sort of make tweaks if need be, with respect still, and if it's a bigger issue, I definitely speak with the person.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So I want to close with, what you think 2024 is going to look like for the performing arts and dance industry.
I pray more support. Just more support, across the board. I think financially, of course, but also I want more people to have the desire to show up to performances and to support the arts and to ask questions and to meet new people and to, be interested in sort of experiencing the joy, the laughter, the love, the often real life issues that art and dance are speaking about, and I implore everyone to just not only support the arts, but support the dancers, the people who, get on stage time and time to sort of share their selves, their passions with you. Support the choreographers, the administrative teams of these companies that are continuing to pour into their craft in order to sustain, not only the dancers, the company's work, but to sustain the organization itself. So I think support for those people will be much sort of appreciated, and I definitely see a world, I can say, where the arts is on the same level as an elite sports team,
Certainly.
and it's supported in the same way, and dancers are supported in the same way, and all artists are supported in the same way. So yeah, that's my hope for the future.
I'm so glad I had you on, and I'm so glad you got to show Hue Tape.
Yes, I mean, thank you so much again. It's been a pleasure speaking with you and just sort of being a
Yes.
part of your podcast. And
Thank
yeah, I'm so grateful. And yeah, I'm wishing you all the best, and I look forward to what you have in store for us.